says we ought to give the more earnest heed to what we have heard, lest at any time you let it slip. What's it talking about? You start talking crazy. You let it slip. You bind up or block their ability to minister for you. He said, lest at any time, get that back up there for me. This is the word. Let's stay with the word. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let these things slip. Now, what is it that we've heard? We've heard the angels are ministering spirits. They're here. They have assignments. They're focused. They don't play games. They are serious about ministering for you concerning your destiny. Protecting you. Comforting, strengthening you. Sometimes encouraging you. Whatever is necessary, they are here. And we need to take the more earnest heed to what we've heard, lest we let it slip. Now, because they are here to minister to those that are heirs of salvation. Okay? Heirs of salvation. Now we want to break down this word. Tell somebody, give the more earnest heed. Give me verse 3, chapter 2, verse 3. Okay? He goes on, the writer goes on to say, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? How shall we escape? Escape what? This is not talking about, you know, flying away and going home, you know, going to heaven. That'll happen. No, we'll be caught up in all of that. But this is not talking about that particular event. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? What the writer is talking about here in reference to angels, in reference to what we read in John 6, your word being spirit, he's talking about you escaping the snares and the temporal evils that you encounter in your walk down here on the earth. Stuff you go through. Trials and tests. See, it's not God's will that you just escape a trial by the skin of your teeth. Bible tells us God has made us to be more than conquerors. Amen. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Come on, come on. Amen. It's God that brings us out. We go out. And we can fall into diverse temptation, but we can count it all joy. Come on, come on. The fiery trial doesn't burn us up. Amen. We go through, but we don't smell like smoke. Come on, we don't come out all messed up in our mind. We don't come out bitter and beaten down and all of no, see, there's a way that God wants us to go through to be more than conquerors in this life. How shall we escape? How can we be more than conquerors if we neglect what God is saying here, that the angels are here? If you try to do it on your own, if you realize that, or if you try to accomplish things on your own, there are times where you're going to feel defeated. That you can't, that you are all alone, that you can't make it, you want to give up. It was like Elijah when he faced Jezebel and that spirit hit him and he wanted to die and he ran. And under the juniper tree, he said, I'm the only one And he wanted to die. But, of course, see, he didn't realize angels were there to help him. And tell somebody, thank God for the angels. Again, we don't need to know their names. We don't need to know all about them. We need to know what the Word says about them. Amen. And we need to know that they are here as ministering spirits. Tell somebody, stop being afraid of the dark. Amen. When you know that angels are encamped round about you to protect you, they don't take time off. They don't take holidays. They don't sleep. They don't sleep or slumber. They are with you 24/7. Everywhere you go, amen, in all activities you're involved in, amen. But see, I believe God wants to upgrade some things in your life so that you don't neglect this great salvation. Now, the word there, salvation, that we're talking about is the word soteria. I want to get this ingrained into your soteria. It's not just the salvation of your soul. You know, being saved from hell and saved from death. But it has to do with being delivered, preserved, healed, and kept sound from temporal evil. From stuff you encounter on a day-to-day basis or a week-to-week basis. Amen. Unknown things, hidden snares. Amen. Stuff the enemy will throw at you. Stuff that comes at your life to destroy. The enemy, when he tries to steal or kill. This is soteria. It means to save. It means to deliver. It means healing. It means preservation. And it means soundness. So how shall we escape if we neglect so great soteria, which is ministered by the angels? Are you following me here? This salvation is ministered through the ministering spirits. They are here to protect you. I remember seeing something on YouTube concerning angels. If you've ever studied it, I think some of it is just how people use certain programs to do stuff. Some of it's kind of fake, just people want to do, you know, how you can just do a lot of stuff with technology today. But I believe that some of it's real. And how they would capture from time to time things that they couldn't explain, you know. And you know how the world is. They'll try to explain it off and say it's this, that, or the other. But in actuality, if we're sensitive to the spirit, we can sometimes tell what is actually real. And there's a clip on YouTube concerning angels. If you Google that or you know, search that subject, you could find that there are examples or things caught on film, caught on streetlight cameras that, you know, just happen, that there's no way to explain it. Amen? Except that angels were involved. And they're usually involved in rescuing someone, protecting someone, delivering someone. The Bible is full of it, from delivering someone from a fiery furnace to shutting the mouths of lions, hungry lions, that could not harm a person. Amen. Angels, to delivering someone out of a prison while surrounded and chained to soldiers. Amen. To in being encamped around a prophet on a mountaintop. Amen. And the servant's eyes were opened where he saw into that realm and saw how that because an army came out against them, God sent them an army. If we walk with this type of assurance and confidence, knowing that God has dispatched angelic hosts, amen, to guard us, to protect us, doesn't mean that you won't fall, you won't get a cut or a scrape or something there. But as far as the enemy overtaking your life or coming in like a flood or destroying you, the devil said, the angels say, not this one. There was an example I saw some time ago of a man working on a semi truck, and the jack under the truck broke somehow, and the front of the truck with the engine and everything fell on him. He said the pain was so excruciating. He says terrible pain. It almost cut him, if not cut him in half. But he said while he was in such excruciating pain, and the guys in the shop that were there, they couldn't, because the jack had broke, they had to work to feverishly try to do something. But he said while he was in that pain, he saw these two figures. They were just like figures, glowing figures, come and come and just lift. The truck didn't lift up, but when they got up under, the pain was relieved off of him to some degree. And they stood there until they got the thing. And you can Google that and find that example as well. But again, angels. You've seen pictures of cars that people walk away from accidents, where there's no way in the world that you could have walked away from there and been alive. No way you're supposed to be dead, but they walk away without a scratch. Metal wrangled all around the driver's seat and just everything. How could you get out of there without a scratch? Except they were an angel. Amen. There was a young lady caught in a car that caught on fire, and it was so messed up that they couldn't get her out. Firefighters were working feverishly to try to get her out. It was a country road, and this man comes walking. He looked like a priest. He came walking out of nowhere. And when he came, he prayed, and suddenly they were able to get her out. And they turned to try to thank him, and he wasn't anywhere around to be seen, never seen them again. Angels on assignment. Amen. And the list will go on and on and on. And our Bible tells us from even in Genesis, the appearance of angels. Now, we are assured here in Hebrews that they are ministering spirits that are sent to minister for those who are heirs of this soteria, heirs of this protection, heirs of this preservation, heirs of healing, heirs of deliverance. But now, look at somebody, tell them, we have to upgrade. See, some of us have struggled through stuff because we didn't understand the operation of angels. We didn't understand how to cooperate with the word. We didn't know how to keep that spirit or that word coming out of our mouth to keep them busy. Amen. So that instead of just hanging in there, you become triumphant. Instead of just going through, amen, you are an overcomer. Instead of just, you know, hanging in there till Jesus comes, you become triumphant in areas. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is the testimony. Remember, through prophesying, they prospered because of the words coming out of their mouth.